This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, welcome to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. Your host for this program is Wayne Allen Root, and he will be here at the top of the hour. My name is Lee Elsie, and it's Thursday, the 28th day of January 2021, and on Tuesdays and Thursdays, the great USA Radio Network affords yours truly an opportunity to chat with you guys for an hour, the first hour of the show, get you all warmed up for Wayne Allen Root as we broadcast across the entire country, sea to shining sea. I wanted to open up tonight, first of all, telling you that it's freezing cold here in Connecticut, and it's going to get worse. So I don't know where you are. I heard Wayne talking about how cold it was the other day in Vegas. There's no way it's as cold in Vegas as it is right here, right now, in Connecticut. And tomorrow's going to be worse. So anybody listening to us in Long Island or in New York or even in Connecticut, you know what I'm talking about, because tomorrow, single digits with the wind whipping. So make sure you take all the precautions. And if you got dogs or cats, or in particular dogs, because cats mostly are inside and they'll come inside because they're smart. Dogs can be a little silly. Bring your dog inside, for God's sake, even if you have what you consider an outside dog. And I hope you don't have outside dogs. They should be inside. They're part of the family, for God's sake. Bring them in tonight and tomorrow and the next couple of days, because it's going to be super, super cold. I want to start with a couple things having to do with the Wuhan flu. But didn't Biden just sign some proclamation? I don't know if this is considered an executive order, but didn't he just sign something that said I couldn't call it the Chinese virus? Didn't that just come out the other day? Did I see that or did I dream that? Because I can't find it today, but I feel like I actually did read that story. Like, he's going to tell me that I can't call this the Chinese virus or the Wuhan flu? Give me a break. I mean, how far are they going to reach with this asinine political correctness? So, the Wuhan flu. Let's talk about that for a couple seconds. A serious thing, we know that, of course. I mean, listen, we've got 100 million people across the globe that have contracted this terrible virus, and it is terrible. Now, if you're sick and you're older and you're out of shape or you're not healthy, you're at peril. You could die from it, no question about it. In fact, 2,189,000 people have died. In this country, right now, as I'm sitting here speaking to you, 440,000 total deaths, 26 million people have contracted COVID. So it's a real thing. Now, again, you want to make an argument as to how many people are actually dying solely because of the coronavirus? I don't know. I mean, we all are coming to the conclusion that it's probably not, or much lower than the number that they're saying, probably not exactly the number that they're talking about, because there are extenuating circumstances to most of these cases. And as I just mentioned, most of these folks who end up dying were sick going into it. So this sort of put exclamation point, if you will, at the end of them being sick, and they end up dying, and you die of COVID-related illness, and that's where they get these, I think, inflated numbers. It doesn't mean it's not serious, it just means it may not be as accurate or portrayed as accurately as a lot of folks believe. All right, so that's neither here nor there. I wanted to get into a couple other things differently than that. I wanted to play this audio, which is circulating all over the place, because I think it's important. This is a parent who is not happy, and he is yelling and screaming at a school board as his kids have been home for over a year. Now, this has been circulating. It's gone viral. It's everywhere, but I want you to hear it in case you missed it.
You should all be fired from your day jobs, because if your employers knew that you were more inefficient than the DMV IV, you would be replaced in a heartbeat. I literally just finished a conference call because I'm having to multitask to be here to address you guys. You're a bunch of cowards hiding behind our children as an excuse for keeping schools closed. You think you're some sort of martyrs because of the decisions you're making when the statistics do not lie that the vast majority of the population is not at risk from this virus. The garbage workers who pick up my freaking trash risk their lives every day more than anyone in this school system. Figure it out or get off the podium. Because you know what? There are people like me and a lot of other people out there who will gladly take your seat and figure it out. It's not a high bar. Raise the freaking bar!
Now, that is pure frustration. That is anger at its deepest root. But that is a growing sense in America. That's not a one-off, man. That's not somebody who is an outlier. That's how Americans are feeling. That's how a lot of parents are feeling with their kids home all the time and watching them struggle and not learn at a rate that they should be learning at. And we now know that, or at least we are confident, I think. And if we're going to talk about science, everybody talks about science. This administration wants to talk about science. If we're going to talk about science, these kids, I mean, there are some cases where kids transmit it to the teachers. But put these teachers at the front of the line, get them these vaccines, and get them back into school. I mean, this is ridiculous. And that frustration that that parent felt is legitimate. It's legitimate. So I just wanted to throw that out there. This is not a knock at the teachers. I get it. You're scared. I understand. I do. A lot of teachers are taking advantage of this. There's no question about that. A lot aren't. I mean, a lot are legitimate. But there are some teachers out there who are taking advantage of all of this. But I get it. You're scared. You don't want to be in an enclosed scenario with a bunch of kids. But if you're going to get the vaccine, put you to the front of the line and get these kids back in school. That is a must. So that's number one. Number two, I just wanted to remind you guys about Dr. Fauci. By the way, Dr. Fauci, the highest, or one of the highest paid people in Washington on a payroll, on a government dime, makes about $500,000 a year. I saw that. So he makes more than the president and the vice president and all of that. But I want to go back a little bit to March in a 60-minute interview. And you may have seen this, but I think it's worth me playing again. Fauci now, and again, Fauci's much smarter than me. He probably forgot more on his way into work today about infectious diseases than I'll ever know. I get all that. I admit that up front. But when you say things, and you're in a position like he's in, it has a lot of weight. And it carries a lot of weight. And it stays with Americans for a long time. So why in March was it okay for him to say this?
There's a lot of confusion among people and misinformation surrounding face masks. Can you discuss that?
The masks are important for someone who's infected to prevent them from infecting someone else. Now, when you see people and look at the films in China and South Korea, whatever, everybody's wearing a mask. Right now in the United States, people should not be walking around with masks.
You're sure of it? Because people are listening really closely to this.
Right now, people should not be walking. There's no reason to be walking around with a mask. When you're in the middle of an outbreak, wearing a mask might make people feel a little bit better, and it might even block a droplet. But it's not providing the perfect protection that people think that it is. And often, there are unintended consequences. People keep fiddling with the mask, and they keep touching their face.
And can you get some schmutz sort of staying inside there?
Of course. But when you think masks, you should think of healthcare providers needing them and people who are ill. The people who, when you look at the films of foreign countries and you see 85% of the people wearing masks, that's fine. That's fine. I'm not against it. If you want to do it, that's fine.
But it can lead to a shortage of masks.
Exactly. That's
we're
the
starting
point.
We're not into a shortage of masks anymore, really. But we were in the beginning. So I'll give him the benefit of that. But that was pretty demonstrative. That was pretty straightforward. Really doesn't provide you a tremendous amount of protection. And now, here, months later, almost a year later, he's saying now one mask is probably not enough. Two masks are better. Three masks better than two. I'm not walking around with three masks on my face. This is just, it's getting ridiculous. And I don't know how you feel about that, but I'm kind of running out of room here. I'm coming to the end of my mask rope, if that makes any sense. I just wanted to make sure you remembered that that audio is out there and it exists. And Fauci at one point in time said, yeah, that mask, who cares? You don't really need them. It's just important to, in particular, with people who are in positions of extreme authority and power, are responsible for what they say. All right? Are responsible for what they say. All right, before we take a break, one other thing. Yeah, I know most folks out there have gotten a test as to whether or not they have the Wuhan flu or not. I mean, raise your hand if you've gotten the up-the-nose test. I have. I got three of them. I don't know how many you have, but China, great China, wonderful China, fantastic China now has a brand new test. In fact, China has instituted a new mandatory coronavirus test. Do you know how the test is administered? Do you have any idea? All right, I hope you're sitting down. Researchers now have shown that there is a anal swab coronavirus test, which is much more accurate. So if you're currently living in China and have tested positive for the Wuhan flu, in order to get off of that quarantine list, you will have to submit to an anal swab. Whoopity-doo! Oh, man. All right, I'll come right back. My name is Lee Elsie. Wayne Allen Root will be here at the top of the hour. You are listening to the USA Radio Network.
Depend on you and what you do. If you make a resolution, you're going to fail. We all know that, right? We all have failed on resolutions. But we want you to have a revolution this year.
We have a message for you women. Are you tired of dealing with hot flashes, night sweats, thyroid imbalances? Come on, no one wants to deal with that. This is a new year. It's time for a new you.
That's right. Ladies, you can be your best you. We've helped thousands of women completely balance their hormones naturally with the breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. And men, if you've got a wife running around your house and you think she was abducted by aliens because she has imbalanced hormones, hey, welcome to the club. Millions of women struggle with this issue, but there is a way to have this resolved completely naturally through the breakthrough science of intercellular hydration.
So call us at 888-444-8895 or join us at energizedhealth.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best, raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Could an ancient mystery be determining the events of our time? Could it reveal the secret of our future? Are recent events a warning that we are approaching judgment? How much time do we have left? Author Jonathan Kahn releases the book that reveals what could not be revealed until now. His newest New York Times bestseller, The Harbinger 2, The Return, embark on an epic journey to uncover the mysteries and revelations that are changing the world and will change your life. Available online and wherever fine books are sold.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root, and I am Mr. Exercise. I've worked out 1 to 2 hours a day in my home gym every day for decades. That's how much I believe in exercise. But now it turns out I could have saved thousands of hours and used those extra hours for making money or enjoying my family simply by using the brand new X3. The X3 is a compact, premium home exercise product that uses variable resistance, which 16 different research studies show is more effective than free weights for building speed, strength, muscle, and avoiding body injury, and it only takes 10 minutes a day. The X3 was invented by best-selling author Dr. John Jackwish, well known for inventing a medical device that reverses osteoporosis. The X3 is portable and easily stored. X3 is used by dozens of professional athletes, including NFL and NBA players, to replace weightlifting. Get your X3 today. Go to x3bar.com. Enter promo code WAR and save $75. That's x3bar.com. x3bar.com.
Raw and
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You can speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered.
Welcome back. You are listening to the USA Radio Network, Raw and Unfiltered. And we do have so many great friends over at the Heritage Foundation. Time for us to bring on another one right down there in Washington as we speak. Tommy Vinion.
So I wanted to ask you this question first of all, right off the bat.
So far, the executive orders that were put out by Joe Biden, you can make an argument that these are all, in some way, shape, or form, or more than most of them, they all directly benefit China. Would you agree with that?
Well, there's so many of them. There's like 25 or 30 of them.
Yeah.
It's hard to say about most, but certainly there are some. We did see some messaging from the Biden White House yesterday that they were going to continue at the very least the tough talk on China. But to your point, look, with this administration, you've got to look past the rhetoric and look at the actions. You've got to look at the executive orders. Look at Inauguration Day. You've got an inaugural address about unity. And then you've got, a half a dozen, 10 of the most divisive executive orders they could think of issued a couple hours later. So you've got to look past the rhetoric and at the action. And that's a really important way to analyze this president.
Well, the point I'm trying to make, Tommy, is that these executive orders make us weaker. And if we're weaker, China then is stronger. Therefore, these executive orders benefit China.
Yeah, I think that's true. I mean, I think if our economy is weakened by, adherence to the European liberal elite climate standards,
right,
or, we unilaterally scrap our own ability to have our own energy by discontinuing the Keystone Pipeline, or if we cancel unilaterally 11,000 jobs. Yeah, our economy is going to hurt from that, and that's what China likes to see. They're leaning back, eating the popcorn, as these sort of progressive ideas start to damage our economy around the edges.
Do me a favor. Take a couple minutes, just if you can. I mean, I've explained it to the listeners a couple of times, and maybe they want to hear it from you. Us joining the Climate Paris Accord again, can you explain in your words what it does for us, against us, for China, for India, some of these other nations?
We have agreed now to adhere to standards that those competitors that you mentioned are not going to adhere to.
Right.
We have agreed to take dramatic effort to limit our carbon reduction, I mean, our carbon emissions beyond what we've already done. Now, we've already limited our carbon emissions more than anybody else, and everybody listening to this knows that China is the biggest polluter. If you see a great power competition, and if you see economic strength as part of that, then we're trying to play basketball against Chris Paul with both hands tied behind our back. We are dramatically limiting what we can and can't do, and in most cases arbitrarily. It isn't as if there's a direct link between these restrictions that we're now going to adhere to under Paris and either carbon emissions, nor is there a direct link between carbon emissions, reducing carbon emissions, and being able to stem the tide. Even the most progressive scientists would have to admit this. They can't prove we're going to stem the tide of what they call climate change. So, yeah, you know, it's arbitrarily tying our hands behind our back. That's the best way to say it.
And essentially it's a decade, you know, down the line we're supposed to do this while China and India and these other industrial nations get to continue, literally continue, to pour sewage and plastics and all kinds of different pollutants into our oceans, into our air. And we're supposed to sit here and say nothing. Yeah, I understand the liberal mindset is, oh, we have to be leaders. Okay, let's be leaders, but let's be leaders while the other countries are doing the same thing. Let them follow us, like, right away.
That's exactly right. And let's not pretend like China and India are just starting to industrialize, or, you know, their economy is just starting to develop. These are competitors in a legitimate way. And you're absolutely right. It isn't just about carbon emissions. I just wanted to highlight something you said. I mean, there are things that they do, dumping plastics into the ocean. We've got plastic islands out there that we could actually do something practical about. But we're focused on this sort of fantasy of, you know, limiting our carbon emissions to the point where we can change the global temperature. And there just isn't science to back that up. And we're going to reap all kinds of economic damage along the way because of it.
His name is Tommy Binion. He's with the Heritage Foundation. Tommy, I got to go. I thank you as always. Again, we appreciate you coming on and chatting about some of this different stuff. You can go online and check out Tommy at theheritage.org. We'll take a quick break. We'll come right back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way!
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate will start working on an aggressive new stimulus package next week.
Congress must pursue a bold and robust course of action to defeat the disease,
recover our economy, get our country back to normal.
Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, saying that they cannot undershoot this effort to address a continuing and urgent situation. Meanwhile, Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, believes President Trump's sweeping executive orders are not worker-friendly and also will put the brakes on domestic energy production.
Willfully throwing our own people out of work, reducing our domestic energy security, raising costs and prices for working families, all for no meaningful impact on global temperatures.
The number of workers seeking first-time unemployment claims dropped to 847,000 this last week. This is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn-Root, X3 Exercise Bar, is the sponsor of this segment of the show. You know, Mr. Exercise. But it turns out I could have saved thousands of hours and used those extra hours for making money or enjoying my family simply by using the brand new X3. I've been using it now for about 4 months. The X3 is a compact premium home exercise product. And again, in the age of COVID, right, you don't want to go to a gym, you don't want to be around other people, but there's no room in your house for big, giant weight equipment, right? Well, 16 different research studies show it's more effective than free weights for building speed, strength, muscle, and avoiding injury. And it only takes 10 minutes a day, not just more effective, but studies prove three times more effective. That's why it's called X3. Hence the name X3. The X3 was invented by best-selling author Dr. John Jaquish, well-known for inventing a medical device that reverses osteoporosis. I said on the show the other day, my arms are like Popeye. It's unbelievable. I'm 59 years old, and my arms are like steel. Feel them at the event. I said that as a joke. But a guy comes up to me, and I had 10,000 people at my event today in Vegas this morning. The Stop the Steal Trump car parade, 10,000 people, guy comes up to me and starts feeling my arm. He's like, all right, let's see what the X3 did for you. Very funny. And he said, see, I wanted to prove to you. I listen to your show every day, 3 hours a day. You said your arms are like Popeye. You're right. They are. They really were like steel. Get your X3 today. Go to x3bar.com. Promo code WAR and save $75. WAR for Wayne Allyn-Root. X3bar.com, promo code WAR.
All right, welcome back. You are listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. My name is Lee Elsie and the great Wayne Allyn-Root. We'll be here at the top of the hour. Got so many friends over at the Heritage Foundation. We're going to add to that list. Joining us right now, Mike Howell, Senior Advisor, Executive Branch Relations. And he's got a brand new column out. You can check it out at the Daily Signal. Senate to consider amnesty and open borders. So what kind of a catastrophe would this be, big picture, if in fact we went with amnesty?
Well, it'd be a fundamental and catastrophic change for the country. There's no putting the cat back in the bag after you do something like this. They're talking about giving, amnesty, the full blessings of legal presence in this country, along with the right to vote, to at least, 11 million. They say 11 million people in the country are here illegally. They don't know the number. We've tried counting a bunch of times. The left stopped it at every turn. They know if we did a full accounting, the number would probably be a lot bigger, and it would scare a lot of people off. So they're just going to be going with this 11 million number. But the reason they want to do it is because they think it'll help them with votes. They think it'll turn Texas blue and other states from red to blue, and it's a kind of a permanent lefty political power grab. And the political reason is their animating reason why they want to do it, but what it'll also do on the policy end is totally, totally catastrophic, because we know for a fact when you do amnesty or you say that there's an amnesty event coming, it begets more illegal immigration. It is the biggest thing you can do to just put up the green light and have a pull factor inside the U.S. that says, come here illegally because our borders are open. We won't support you. You're good to stay.
First of all, I agree with you as far as the 11 million, because MIT has a study out that it's more like 35 million, and nobody ever wants to talk about that on the left, but I would be more inclined to believe it's closer to 35 million than it's closer to 11, without question. But I've had this argument round and round with some folks out there, and these are folks I consider pretty bright. They think that just because we have illegal immigration, or even in this case, amnesty, automatically those folks are going to vote for Democrats. What would you say to them as far as that goes?
Well, it's certainly not a done deal. I bring it up to say that's the reason why Democrats want to do it and the left wants to do it. I don't think it's a guarantee whatsoever. There's no excuse for conservatives not to make this argument. We saw President Trump take great gains in, different communities, especially the Latino community, which comprises the bulk of illegal immigration right now. And so it's going to take kind of a, if it happens, you still have to bring conservative solutions to these people. But the fact remains that at present, that these demographics tend to vote left. And one of the reasons is because a lot of people who come here are, will be reliant on social programs. And if they become citizens, they get a whole panoply of the federal programs. Currently, right now, they get a lot of state stuff, some federal stuff, but also access to our schools and health care, or more like health systems, because a lot of the legal aunts don't have health care, but can't refuse someone when they show up to the hospital.
Right.
And so there's a lot of things in which they take from the system, and those things are dependent on, you know, leftist protection. It's about growing government, growing these welfare programs in the state, and trying to breed dependency. And so that's an advantage they're in for the left, but, you know, It's not a permanent thing. It doesn't have to be, but it's why they want to do it, and that's what they think it'll be.
The reason why I bring it up, I don't believe in complete amnesty, and I certainly don't believe in giving them citizenship. On the flip side of that, I believe it's very difficult to round up 30 million people and send them back home wherever they're from. Until recently, I've always thought, okay, I'll take the left's word for it, or I'll take the Republican word for it, that if, in fact, we do have 10 million, 12 million, 20 million illegals, they're going to more often than not vote Democratic. But a lot of times, in particular, the folks from Central America, they're, you know, they're Christian in nature. They have a value system that may align with the conservative ideal. So I don't know if it's a slam dunk anymore.
Yep. Nothing's a slam dunk. But I will say this. I mean, in terms of the first generation, a lot of that holds up to be true. But as you go second generation, third generation, it tails off quite a bit in terms of church-going rates and also just, you know, liberal other indicators.
Yeah.
And so we also got to take into account that we have this birthright citizenship mess in this country, where this failed understanding and interpretation of the Constitution says if you're an illegal alien and you have a kid in the country, you're a U.S. citizen. And so when we even talk about the number of 11 million, we don't even take into account the, you know, downstream effects of all the birthright citizenship that goes in, and then also over time what happens in these, you know, demographics specifically. And so all that needs to be taken into consideration when we look at the motivations for why they're doing this.
No disagreement. Mike Howell is joining us again with the Heritage Foundation. First time we've gotten a chance to actually sit down and chat with him about some of these things. You know, part of this equation, too, that's forgotten a lot is one of the things that we talked about even prior to this administration that's in there now, even before Trump, is that there's a safety issue with folks just wandering across the border. I mean, we've had potential for terror attacks, et cetera. So I think that's got to be factored into the equation as well.
You're 100% right. And a lot of this also comes into play with Joe Biden signing an ICE shutdown. Basically, it's the most radical order ever given to law enforcement, where he said, ICE, you can't do your job for 100 days and deport people. It applies to, you know, about 90% of the people they would deport. And it would result in criminal aliens, people have been arrested for, you know, dangerous crimes, being released back into communities at a clip of about 10,000 a month. But the same thing will go on the border, right? Like, you're going to go back to catch and release, whereby people are not, you know, returned or held. They're released into the interior, and we just hope they show up for the removal hearing. We know that the cartels, you know, run these networks that traffic people to the border. It is the cartel's vector for getting, you know, drugs and financing their operations and getting drugs into the country. And so the result of this will absolutely be less safe communities and more poison flowing into our country.
Right.
And there's no argument in favor of security for tearing down border wall, which is what they're considering doing, as well as stopping the construction of already obligated money towards building more border wall. It's basically a big slap in the face to the men and women of Border Patrol who have wanted this for a very long time and want the tools to be able to do their job in a way that is safe for both them and, you know, even the illegal crossers. It's safer when we have a controlled border and we don't have, you know, chases and apprehensions and, you know, all that like. And so this is definitely a security issue. It's an economic issue. It's a political issue. It's a cultural issue. It's a sovereignty issue. I really think immigration is the issue that touches on every last thing that we care about as Americans and policy issues. It really touches every last one of them.
Right.
And, you know, welfare programs, you can go right on down the line.
Yeah, you didn't even mention, too, we got another safety issue on top of just a national security issue. You've got a COVID issue. I mean, these folks coming across the border, we have no idea if they've got this virus in them. And, you know, what's next? If, in fact, you start letting folks in on the southern border, are you going to give them all shots before when they come in here? So they're going to usurp the people that are here already?
Yeah, you're right. You're right. I mean, COVID's the biggest enemy right in the face. I failed to even mention it, but the Trump administration has made use of something called Title 42, whereby it's a, you know, public health rationale for returning people immediately, basically saying, you know, during the pandemic as the rationale. The Biden administration is looking at scrapping that, and it's going to be bad for COVID spread. There's no other way of getting around it. It's simple math. And also bad for the countries in Central America through which these folks traverse. This makes no sense. It's not slowing the spread. It's not social distancing. It's not wearing masks. It's not, you know, making sure that people are squared away and have their vax papers before they get in. It's a complete affront to everything that we've been told and dictating to our own citizens to, you know, sacrifice their economic futures, their family lives, their social lives, everything, all in the name of public safety and suffering together for the common good. And it's a slap in the face to everyone who has done those things to basically say, well, you know what? We're going to treat illegal immigrants better than we treat you, because it's not a concern for them, because, you know, they're these super citizens class. There's a big thing on the left where, you know, often they want to treat illegal aliens better than Americans. In a lot of ways, they get a lot more due process rights.
Right.
I mean, there's over a million people in this country who've been ordered removed by an immigration judge who are still in the country.
Yeah.
Now, if you had a warrant after your arrest, or if I had one, you know, I think it'd be served on me. And I think I'd be in jail or, you know, face the consequences. You know, a million fugitives is quite a lot.
That's remarkable. It really is. Mike, listen, keep up the great work. Thank you for sharing some time with us today. You can go online, heritage.org, find out more about Mike Howell. Also, Twitter, M. Howell Tweets, again, is his Twitter handle. Mike, I'll talk to you down the road, but thank you, sir.
Thank you for having me.
I appreciate it. All right, we got to take a quick break. We'll come right back. Once again, you are listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Wayne Allen Root. Open enrollment is here, and choosing a healthcare program is one of the most important decisions you'll ever make for your family. That's why I want to tell you about Liberty Health Share. I canceled Aetna health insurance 5 years ago. Then I found Liberty. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's not health insurance. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. You can start at any time, 365 days a year. There are no contracts. It's month to month. There's no networks. You choose any doctors or hospitals you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. They provided health care for over 110,000 families last year. They paid out over $300 million in claims. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined 5 years ago. Could you use an extra $100,000? To find out more about your health care options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for the Freedom Health Alliance. Our nation is in such turmoil, and our immune systems are facing the most stress perhaps in history. Freedom Health Alliance is like the cavalry coming to the rescue. They offer remarkable natural products to supercharge your immune system. And now they're offering a very special package of products only for my fans and listeners, saving you 50% on products that I personally use and love. My personal favorite, Active Silver Solution, plus Liquid Vitamin D Complex, Premium Probiotic Formula, and Natural Immune Support. This bundle of products, handpicked by me for you, is 50% off. These products are making a dramatic difference in my health. My energy is up. My brain fog is gone. I need less sleep. And of course, the main benefit is to strengthen your immune system. Call Freedom Health Alliance 888-910-0341. Use promo code WAR to get 50% off the Root Freedom Bundle. Call now 888-910-0341 or visit freedomhealthalliance.com. 50% off freedomhealthalliance.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root for Cornerstone Asset Metals, the official precious metals dealer of the Wayne Allyn Root Show. Legendary Wall Street firm Goldman Sachs and I rarely agree on anything. They're globalist and liberal. But we agree on precious metals. Goldman Sachs just issued reports advising their clients to dump the dollar and buy silver. They know what I know. Money is being printed by the trillions to save the global economy and pay for COVID. Inflation's coming. Protect and preserve your future savings and standard of living. Protect your retirement and protect your children's future. Gold and silver have protected wealth and future buying power for thousands of years. Call the experts at Cornerstone Asset Metals. Cornerstone will help make the process easy and smooth for you. Right now, they have a special offer for my listeners only. Cornerstone will give away a gold 1/10 ounce American Eagle coin free to all qualified purchasers. Call toll-free 888-8-GOLD-NOW. That's 888-8-GOLD-NOW. Or go to cornerstoneassetmetals.com. That's cornerstoneassetmetals.com. 888-8-GOLD-NOW.
Raw and unfiltered.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
Welcome back. You are listening to the USA Radio Network, and some of my favorite people to talk to on the radio come from the Independent Women's Forum, and I think this is the first time I've gotten a chance to talk with Laura Carno. Laura, good afternoon. How are you?
Good to be on your show. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate you coming on. So, again, senior fellow over at the Independent Women's Forum, and you want to talk a little bit today about Joe Biden, guns. Most of the folks who are listening to us right now, this is one of these hot-button issues. You hear it, ears perk up. You know, what are you going to do about my gun rights? What are you going to do about ammunition? What about the taxes on both of those? Where do we sit right now as it pertains to Joe Biden?
Yeah, so Joe Biden promised us when he was a candidate that he would go after gun control. And when Beto O'Rourke dropped out of the presidential primary, Joe Biden again promised that Beto would help him fix this gun thing. So there's a gun thing to fix. And in the midst of all of these executive orders, it's easy to lose track of what the heck is going on in this administration. But over in the legislature, there are a bunch of gun control bills that just dropped. These are consistent with Joe Biden's agenda. And you're right, it's anywhere from waiting periods to taxes to prohibition of gun transfers, all kinds of different things. And when you look through these, lots of them, by the way, brought by Texas Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee, when you look at these, you say, gosh, as a law-abiding gun owner myself, these bills that got dropped look like they're going to affect people like me and you and not affect the people who are actually committing crimes with guns. So different year, same kinds of bills, same sorts of results that result in less freedom for us, and really a negligible, if any, impact on crime.
So this is the same sort of theme over and over again. This is the common argument that they have every time there's either a transfer of power or new people in positions where they want to, you know, get their hands on guns. But like you had just said, it's never getting the hands out of the guns, the criminals. It's getting the hands out of the people who are law-abiding citizens. Do they not understand that concept?
I think at the highest levels, they absolutely understand it. This is about not only is gun control about control, but this is also about, you know, getting money from Michael Bloomberg's groups and getting all of these people with Moms Demand Action, which is a very well-funded grassroots activist group, and I'll put grassroots in quotation marks because I believe they're well-funded, but getting those activists to go walk for congressmen, to call for congressmen when they're up for re-election. So there's a lot of other layers to that, but you're exactly right. I mean, if we look at this H.R. 127, again, by it in part requires licensing of ammunition possession. And an ordinary person like me who has ammunition, because I go to the range to practice to be very safe with my firearm, which I carry, I ask myself the question, so do I have to get a license every time I buy ammunition? And when they say possession of ammunition, does that mean they'll knock on my door and say, hey, we'd like to see the ammunition that you possess so that we may give you a license for it? Lots of questions. And bad guys will never submit to anything like that. They will steal or buy on the black market their guns and ammo. And these kinds of laws never affect criminals. They only affect ordinary law-abiding gun owners.
Okay, I would say the $64,000 question to you, do these potential gun laws have legs?
Yeah, and that is the right question, and it comes down to how much do we trust the pro-gun Democrats in the House and the Senate? And that's really what it comes down to. We have to remember that there are Democrats in many areas that flyover country, they call it, that the elites don't pay much attention to, Democrats who are pro-gun because their constituents would not elect anybody who's pro-gun. So that's what it's going to come down to. There's a lot of talk about Joe Manchin of West Virginia, what part he'll play in the Senate, but there are also a number of pro-gun Democrats, or Democrats in areas that are pro-gun enough that if they dare vote for these, they will not get reelected. So it's really going to depend on that balance of power to see what happens. And we need to see some more things other than very partisan impeachment debates to see how some of these folks are going to fall. So we'll definitely be keeping a close eye on it at IWS.
So state by state, I mean, I know here in Connecticut, they're trying to push for a tax on ammunition. They can do a federal tax on ammunition, too?
Yeah, so that's what this Bill 127 is, to mandate a federal tax. That's a federal license. But, you know, could they push through a federal tax? And it's a little difficult at the federal level, but you're right, state by state, if they can't get something federal.
All right. Well, listen, thank you so much. I appreciate you giving us some time tonight. Hopefully we can talk down the road. And, again, I hope they swing and miss constantly at this stuff, because this is sort of not the belly of our freedom here in this country. So keep up what you're doing. And where can folks learn more about the Independent Women's Forum?
Yeah, IWS.org. The blog that we're talking about today is called The Update on Biden Gun Control Agenda. And I do lots of reporting on all things gun policy.
All right. Thank you very much. Have a great day. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. You too.
All right. There you go. All right. We got to run. Wayne Allen Root is next. Keep it right here on the USA Radio Network.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
175.